Welcome to the show. I'm Ron.
And I'm Sandy.
And you are listening to a deep dive on the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. Today, we are unpacking a massive, fundamental change in how clients are finding professional services.
It is a huge shift, and it's happening right now.
Usually, when we talk about a professional reputation, especially in something like law, there is this expectation of physical weight. It feels like a monument, you know? You win a massive courtroom verdict, your name gets splashed across the local paper, you get recognized at the Bar Association dinner, and suddenly, your reputation is a tangible reality in your city.
Right. It's like the marble columns of the local legal community. Everyone just knows who the heavy hitters are.
Exactly. But then you step into the world of AI search, and suddenly, those marble columns just sort of vanish because the algorithm doesn't care who you had a drink with at the country club.
No, it really doesn't.
And that invisible shift is exactly what we are exploring today. We are basing this discussion on a really eye-opening article from the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website. It is titled, The New Competitive Divide, Law Firm Marketing for AI Search.
And it is a must-read if you are trying to navigate this landscape.
Our mission today is to figure out why relying on a traditional real-world reputation is failing in the era of AI search. We want to uncover what actually makes an expert visible to tools like ChatGPT, because there is a very dangerous assumption out there right now among lawyers.
Yeah, I think most professionals just assume that AI is a slightly faster version of Google.
Right, a shiny new interface for the exact same search process, but it's not. It is fundamentally changing the criteria for who wins and who loses in local business.
Let's jump right into the action with that test the article outlines, the 11-second experiment.
Yes, this perfectly illustrates the point. The article describes opening ChatGPT and typing a very straightforward prompt. It was simply, who are the best personal injury attorneys in my city?
And the processing time is what really stands out.
11 seconds. In exactly 11 seconds, an artificial intelligence synthesized local data and spit out a definitive, confident recommendation for legal counsel.
Wow.
Yeah. But we need to pause here and look at the mechanics, because ChatGPT isn't just scraping a Yelp page.
Right. It's not just looking for a star rating.
When you think of a traditional search engine, you think of an index. You type a keyword, and it hands you 10 blue links to websites that contain that keyword. But an AI doesn't do that.
No. An LLM, a large language model, is not handing you a directory. It acts as a synthesizer.
Exactly. It is attempting to replicate the experience of asking a knowledgeable human for a referral. So to do that, it doesn't just look for keywords. It maps relationships between entities across its entire training data and any live web results it can access.
It's trying to mimic a real recommendation.
I've been thinking about it through this analogy. Imagine an incredibly well-read, but entirely literal-minded librarian. This librarian has never stepped foot outside the library.
Okay, I like this.
They have never been to the courthouse. They have never watched a trial. And they definitely do not know the local gossip.
Right.
But they have read every single brochure, every website, every directory listing, every public record, and every client review available in town. When a patron walks in and asks for the best attorney, how is that isolated librarian making the decision?
Well, the librarian has to rely entirely on what is documented.
Yes, and not just what is documented, but the consistency of that documentation. The AI is doing the exact same thing. It synthesizes all those distinct text signals to mimic the confidence of an insider. It looks for consensus in the data to build a mathematical confidence score.
Which leads us to the most shocking part of that 11-second experiment.
It really is wild. When the AI spit out its definitive recommendations, the firms that popped up weren't the biggest names in the market. They weren't the guys with their faces on every billboard on the highway.
Yeah, the article noted that one of the recommended firms had a very modest physical office.
And another was a firm that was completely unknown to the person running the test. But the AI had enough data to confidently recommend them.
Which completely upends the traditional hierarchy of local marketing.
It does. And that raises a massive, uncomfortable question. If these relatively unknown, modest firms are winning the AI recommendations, where are the established giants?
They just aren't there.
The article points out this uncomfortable reality. Some of the most capable attorneys in the city, with decades of experience and massive courtroom verdicts recognized by the Plaintiffs' Bar Association, simply vanished. They didn't show up.
It's hard to wrap your head around.
So let me pose the question. If you are the absolute best lawyer in the city, You have 30 years of experience, but your digital footprint is thin. Do you effectively just not exist to the AI?
Effectively, yes. You do not exist.
Because a great courtroom reputation does not automatically translate to algorithmic visibility.
No, it doesn't. The AI cannot hallucinate a reputation if the foundational data isn't there to support it.
Think about that librarian analogy again. If you never wrote down your achievements, or if your achievements are only whispered about in closed circles at the country club, the librarian has no record of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a concept here called digital legibility.
Digital legibility. I think that is the key term for this whole shift.
It really is. So it's not about how good you are in the real world.
Yeah.
It's about how readable your expertise is to a machine.
Precisely. Because AI tools are, at their core, confidence engines.
Yes. When an LLM generates a response, it is calculating the statistical probability that a series of words is the most accurate answer to your prompt.
Right.
If the data about your firm is sparse, say you just have a basic 5-page website with a short bio and a contact form, the AI's confidence score for you drops way below its threshold for recommendation.
It just doesn't have the proof.
Exactly. It simply does not have enough mathematical certainty to put your name forward, so it bypasses you for a firm that has provided a massive amount of legible data.
It is a harsh new competitive divide.
Digital legibility is actively trumping real-world prestige. So, if a 30-year veteran is getting bypassed, what exactly did those winning, seemingly modest firms do right to earn the AI's trust?
Well, the Forward Push article identified three specific pillars.
Yeah, patterns that were incredibly consistent across the firms that actually won the AI recommendations. The first pillar is depth.
Depth of content.
Now, when we say depth, I want to be very clear to everyone listening that we aren't talking about writing a 500-word blog post once a month that says, "Hire us if you've been in a car crash."
No, anyone can do that. That doesn't prove expertise.
Surface-level content is effectively useless to an LLM. The recommended firms had dozens, sometimes hundreds, of pages covering their practice areas from every conceivable angle. But more importantly, they were answering the specific narrative-driven questions that actual clients ask.
Questions like, what is my case actually worth?
Exactly. Or, why shouldn't I accept the first settlement offer from my insurance adjuster? And to understand why this matters, you have to look at how user behavior is changing right now.
People are searching differently.
They are. People don't go to ChatGPT and type, car accident lawyer near me. They go to ChatGPT and type a messy, highly specific paragraph.
Oh, they just pour their hearts out.
Yeah. They write, "I was rear-ended by a commercial delivery truck in downtown Chicago. I have herniated disc. The insurance company offered me $50,000, but I can't work. What should I do?"
Okay, so they are treating the AI like a consultant.
Yes. They are presenting a complex problem. And the AI then searches for the firm whose digital footprint matches that exact semantic complexity.
So if your website just says, "We handle car accidents," that's not enough.
Nowhere near enough.
Mm.
But if your website has deep, substantive content explaining the mechanics of commercial truck insurance limits and the long-term valuation of herniated discs in Illinois, the AI maps the user's complex prompt directly to your deep content.
It builds that high confidence score.
Because you have already solved the narrative problem the user's presenting. That makes perfect sense. The deep content is the raw material the AI uses to formulate its advice.
But having a deep website isn't enough on its own, right?
No, it's not. Because, you know, I could sit down this weekend and write a 10,000-word manifesto on truck accidents. That doesn't actually mean I'm a good lawyer.
Yeah.
How does the AI know you're legitimate and not just a prolific writer?
That is where the second pillar comes in. Review volume.
Review volume. Because the AI needs validation, and it uses real-world reviews as a mathematical validation signal.
But I know a lot of lawyers listening might push back on that, because can't reviews be gamed?
Oh, absolutely. We've all seen businesses with a suspicious number of 5-star reviews that clearly came from their friends or their family, or they just bought them online.
Right.
The algorithms are increasingly sophisticated at spotting those anomalies, though. But the key word in this pillar is volume. We aren't talking about 10 reviews from your college buddies.
No, we are talking about hundreds.
Hundreds of Google reviews from real clients over a sustained period of time. And when an LLM processes that at scale, it isn't just reading the star rating.
It's actually reading the text.
Yes. It is reading the text of the reviews. It is looking for semantic patterns. Do the reviews mention specific attorneys by name? Do they mention specific types of cases, like they helped me with my commercial truck accident?
Ah, so the reviews are actively reinforcing the depth of the website content.
You nailed it. It creates an undeniable data structure. The website claims the firm is an expert, and a statistically significant number of independent third-party humans are verifying that claim in their own words.
And the AI's confidence score skyrockets.
Exactly, which naturally bridges to the third pillar the article identified. And this might actually be the most complex one, ubiquity.
Ubiquity, just being everywhere.
Right. It's about presence. The firms winning these recommendations didn't just have a great website, a good Google business profile. They were showing up everywhere. LinkedIn, YouTube, reputable legal directories, local news sites, press releases, bar association references.
Now, to a lot of people, that just sounds like old school SEO.
I know it does. Back in the day, you would just blast your name onto 100 spammy directories. You would stuff the keyword best personal injury lawyer onto your homepage 50 times just to trick the Google crawler.
Right, the wild west of the internet. How is this different?
It's completely different because of how LLMs process information. Old SEO was about static keyword indexing. You were just trying to match a string of text. Modern AI uses something called entity resolution.
Entity resolution.
Yeah. The AI treats your law firm as an entity, and it is looking to see how that entity is connected to the rest of the world.
So it is not reading your website in isolation.
Never in isolation. Let's say your website claims you are the preeminent authority on premises liability in your city. If the AI goes out and looks at the rest of the web and it cannot find your name mentioned anywhere else in relation to premises liability.
It's like no YouTube videos, no articles.
Yeah, right. No YouTube videos of you explaining it, no articles published in legal journals, no quotes in the local paper. If those aren't there, the AI doubts your central claim. It views your website as an unverified island.
But if it does see that web of connections,
then you have achieved what a Forward Push article calls a coherent identity. A coherent identity means the AI has varied, high-quality, cross-reference data points.
Depth, review volume, and ubiquity.
Exactly. When you have all three telling the exact same story about your expertise, the algorithm has the context it craves. It can confidently summarize you as an authority.
I really love that phrase, coherent identity. It completely strips away the mystery. It is just about giving the machine a consistent narrative to latch onto.
It demystifies the whole process.
Yeah.
And to see just how powerful a coherent identity can be in the real world, the source material walks us through a second experiment.
Oh, the immigration case study.
Yes. It is a fascinating case study in what happens when you combine digital legibility with hyperspecificity. Immigration law is a perfect test case because it is already a deeply complex field.
Right. So instead of a broad generic search like best personal injury attorney, the author ran a search for an immigration attorney with incredibly tight, complex constraints. What were the constraints? They asked the AI to find an attorney who specifically handles investment-based immigration, but who also handles pre-immigration tax planning. Wow, that is a remarkably narrow intersection of skills.
It is. Most immigration attorneys process visas. They do not have the multi-jurisdictional financial background to advise high-net-worth investors on cross-border tax liabilities.
It's incredibly niche.
So when that highly specific prompt went into the AI, one name appeared consistently: Abraham Benahon, an attorney based in Florida. Now, the article points out that Forward Push specifically built his digital presence with this kind of AI search in mind.
And you can see exactly how those mechanics paid off.
You really can. Because his content didn't just say, "I do immigration." His content proactively addressed the highly complex, nuanced situations of his ideal clients. Investors navigating international borders while needing asset protection and tax guidance.
He probably isn't the biggest immigration law firm in Florida either.
Not at all. There are massive multinational firms down there. But because of his digital legibility, and because he leaned into that hyper-specificity, he became the definitive, undeniable answer for the AI.
The algorithm matched his specific digital nodes directly to the user's complex prompt.
Exactly. And the most important part of this case study is that this isn't just a fun technological parlor trick. There is a tangible financial return on investment here.
That is the wild part, the real-world ROI.
The article notes that Abraham is getting actual, measurable referral traffic directly from ChatGPT.com and Gemini.Google.com.
Real human beings are clicking through.
Real people are sitting at their computers typing their complex, high-stakes legal problems into an AI. The AI is confidently recommending him based on his deep content, and those people are clicking through and hiring him.
It is a completely new referral channel.
It is. Historically, a lawyer relies on former clients, or maybe a corporate attorney who doesn't handle immigration, to send them business. Now, the AI itself is acting as the ultimate referring partner.
But the catch is, the AI will only refer you if you have done the grueling work of building that coherent, deep digital identity.
Which brings the reality of this right to the doorstep of whoever is listening to this.
Yeah.
Whether you are a managing partner in a law firm, a solo practitioner, an accountant, or in any other professional service, you have to realize that you are already competing in an AI-driven landscape.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you haven't even signed up for ChatGPT yourself.
It doesn't matter at all. And it doesn't matter if you don't fully understand how semantic vector relationships work. Your ideal clients are using these tools right now to find solutions to their problems.
The shift has already happened. The only question is whether your business is legible to the tools they are using.
Which leads perfectly into the actionable takeaway from this deep dive. The source material issues a homework challenge, and frankly, I think every single professional listening to this needs to do it the minute this audio ends.
It is a very revealing test.
Here is the homework. Open ChatGPT or open Perplexity. Or just go to Google and look at that Gemini AI overview at the very top of the page. You know, the block of text that is now pushing down the local map pack and all the organic website links.
Right.
Open one of these tools and search the way your ideal client would search. Do not vanity search. Do not type in your firm's name. Search for the problem your client has.
Type in the messy, complicated narrative.
Exactly. What to do if I suspect my business partner is siphoning funds, or how to protect my corporate assets before initiating a high-conflict divorce in Dallas.
Give the AI the problem and see who it recommends.
See if you appear. If you do appear, you have a massive head start, but you have to protect that lead. You have to keep feeding the AI new, deep content. But if you don't appear, well, now you know exactly what you were competing for.
And you know exactly which modest, digitally legible firm is currently eating your lunch.
Exactly. And there is a vital concept to understand here regarding the firms that are currently winning. The article points out a compounding advantage for early adopters.
Right. The firms that are appearing in AI search right now, those modest firms beating the 30-year veterans, they started doing this work before it was obvious they needed to.
And how does that advantage compound mathematically? Every piece of deep content they publish, every detailed review they gather, every third-party citation they earn across the web, it adds another layer to their entity resolution.
It builds an increasingly insurmountable mountain of authority signals.
Because LLMs train on historical data, establishing yourself as the definitive answer now means you become foundational to the AI's understanding of that topic. Every month, a firm waits to adapt. They aren't just standing still.
They are actively losing ground to competitors who are feeding the AI the data it craves.
It is like compound interest, but for algorithmic authority. The professionals who sit back, relying on their real-world reputation and their marble columns, are going to wake up to a hill that is simply too steep to climb.
It really shifts marketing from a promotional, nice-to-have activity into a foundational requirement for business survival.
It really does. And that leaves us with a final, somewhat provocative thought for you to chew on as you go about your day.
Okay, what is the final thought?
As these AI search engines increasingly become the ultimate trusted gatekeepers of professional services, are we moving toward a world where your ability to digitally document and explain your expertise is actually more critical to your business survival than your raw ability to execute the skill itself?
Wow. If the AI doesn't know you're an expert, do you even exist in the marketplace of the future?
That is the new competitive divide.
Yeah.
It's something every professional needs to seriously consider. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Now go run that 11-second experiment for yourself, see what the algorithm thinks of you, and we'll see you next time.